An audio engineer knows which gear there is.
You need to run your source through the DNS 1500 first.
This always did feel like one of those shows that would go for a while.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we KGO go.
Here's some international news. Fidel Castro wrote a letter addressing President Obama's historic trip to Cuba and said that Cuba doesn't want any presence from the U.S. Which, as any husband will tell you, means they definitely want presents. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. I saw that there's a new documentary about Queen Elizabeth that reveals that she likes to ride horses at the age of 90. She still likes to ride horses. They're coin operated and sitting in front of a supermarket, but she doesn't need to know that. Don't tell her. Don't ruin it for her. She doesn't do that. She should change the wave. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
There's another weird story of the UK. I read that a cat in England actually survived for 8 days after it climbed into a box and its owner accidentally mailed it. The cat is doing fine while the person who opened that box no longer has a face. Hey. I'd be upset too. Yeah. Another local story, I saw that the Times Square Spider-Man actually wore his costume to court over the weekend to plead not guilty to assault charges. Whereas I wear my Spider-Man costume to court just to get out of jury duty. That's what I mean.
He looks guilty to me, Your Honor.
Well, what about your Batman versus Superman outfit? Pick one of those. Brian, you still don't like it?
No, I still haven't come around to it.
You're still not liking it. Dwayne, are you still going?
It was okay.
Oh, you saw it?
I did see it.
Oh, you
finally
did see
saw it.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me you saw it.
No, I saw it. It was basically just a lot of special effects and action.
A lot, yeah.
It's like, don't think too much. Just come here and have fun and watch it.
Several $100 million worth of effects.
Yeah. Like, we're DC. We have a big budget.
So I shelled out some extra money to see it in IMAX, and it was worth it. I mean, it was definitely worth it to see it in IMAX for the money that they poured into those effects.
How much is the IMAX?
So I went to a morning showing at 9 a.m., and there was nobody there on Good Friday, and it was $12.
$12.
Be smart.
Sabrina, are you into the superhero thing? I've got a studio full of people today.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm definitely more of a Marvel girl than I am DC.
Really?
But I have yet to see Batman versus Superman.
The IMAX tickets are like $17. So they're pretty expensive.
Well, if you go at night like a normal person.
Yeah.
But we work at night, so that's the benefit.
What are you talking about? The best time to go is in the morning because, you know, you won't be bothered by the fools, you know, who are not paying attention to the movie.
I definitely agree, but I think a lot of people just don't have that option unless they take the day off from work.
Well, that's why you should do the night shift. By the way, since we're talking about movies, Sony says 4K movies are going to cost a whopping $30 when they start streaming. They're launching their service shortly in April. So consumers who already own titles in standard or high definition format will be able to upgrade the movies in their collection to ultra high def or 4K for about $15. But so they'll be streaming, but they'll be $30. Are you going to pay $30 to watch to stream a movie on 4K?
Not a chance.
No.
If they Okay, now let me ask you again. Once you have three or four drinks in you and you want to see it, then will you pay $30?
Well, no, because then you won't even know the difference.
Yes, exactly. That's me. Yes, that was me with The Martian over Christmas. I know, hell's bells, there's no way I'm paying $20 to watch this damn movie. Then I had a couple glasses of wine. I thought, well, it's Christmas.
Yeah, let's
you
just
know?
Do it.
It's Christmas. Yes, ho, ho. And I don't pay, and ho, 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 I don't pay the cable bill. She does. I make up for all the paper towels that she wastes. That was last night's conversation. Whoop, whoop. I got in a lot of trouble for that.
Oh, that sounds like trouble.
Yeah. Well, Sabrina, we have problems with paper goods.
What are the problems with paper goods?
Too much toilet paper and too many paper towels. And
well, toilet paper can be remedied if you, I was about to say rectified if you got a bidet, but then I realized that would have been a terrible play on words.
no bidet.
No bidet.
No bidet. But I'm the guy that orders, you know, like a whole lot of toilet paper off of Amazon at one time, and then the guy cusses at me and throws it against the door.
Why would he do such a thing?
I don't know.
It's light. It's toilet paper.
Yeah. I know, but they know what they're hauling. Yeah. And then once I thought that somebody ripped off my paper towels because they weren't there. Here they were on the other side of the fence, so the dude just launched them.
You know? He chucked them.
Yeah, anyway. So I'm just saying. Let's see here. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about Lamar Odom for a second.
Uh-oh.
Because we're friends with Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch. So he's on the show all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where Lamar Odom overdosed, right?
Uh-huh.
So Lamar Odom was at a bar last Saturday night with some of his friends. He bought a few drinks, although it's unclear, you know, if they were all for him. Sources say his drinking is creating tension between him and Chloe. I thought Chloe was still dating the other dude, whoever that is.
No, she's been with Lamar for a while now.
I know, but they're not, you know, look, Chloe said last night on Cocktails with Chloe that, no.
That's you're with Lamar? Are you still with Lamar?
Yes, I'm not still with Lamar.
But you like Lamar?
It's good to know.
No, I love Lamar, but I haven't been with Lamar in years. I haven't been sexually, I haven't kissed Lamar in years.
Also right. Amazing
but
to
you
know.
Still, but you still...
But do I love Lamar and do I always want the best for Lamar? 100%, because I don't believe that you marry someone, you just cut them off.
And that's Cocktails with Chloe, which is an odd place to talk about Lamar's drinking. And I guess, I don't know if they went there, but anyway. So now hanging out, and this became a big thing on TMZ. Somebody took a picture of course, it's Lamar Odom, so if he's having drinks, they're taking pictures.
It's a red flag.
Now all the yickety-yak is, all these people are saying, look, you know, after he almost died 5 months ago, overdosing at that brothel of Dennis Hoff's, Lamar might be on a slippery slope. So, to Lamar's credit, he did make it to church the next morning. I mean, isn't that what you always do if you're a bad boy on a Saturday night, especially Easter Sunday? Yes, you got to get up and you have to go to the Easter service.
I can't even tell you how many times I've done exactly what Lamar did. The history, bud.
It's like the walk of shame.
Repent, repent.
Repent.
Yes.
Although I wasn't found overdosed in a brothel. Either.
No, yet. You didn't. Well, the guy almost died. He had like 12 strokes. Yeah, from too much Plozine. So, I mean, you know.
It was a real question whether he would even live for a long
for sure.
time after that.
So, you know, it's creating tensions and this sort of thing. But, you know, I went online today and I saw a lot of people talking about this. And anybody who has ever been in recovery knows that, you know, one of the things that you don't do is lay on the person and start lecturing them and piling it on because it only makes things more difficult for them. So it's kind of just back off. I'm sure he knows the cues, seeing himself up there as the, you know, one of the lead stories on TMZ, right? And just kind of, you know, hope for the best, stay calm.
Time to slink off and not make headlines.
Chloe, you have a cocktail and everybody stay calm. All right. I think we need to talk about the dreadlock situation.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have strong opinions all over the place on this. Yeah. So we broke this story last night because both of my interns work. How much work really goes on over there at San Francisco State? Really? I mean, come on. But they do. Higher education, yes. But seriously, so this whole confrontation with the the African-American girl who confronted the white guy who had dreadlocks, and we played it last night and we had the story. But now you know these people, right, Dwayne?
Yeah, I know the girl who approached him.
Okay, let's take a break. Hold on. We got to take a break and then we'll be back. Oh, by the way, when you hear this cue coming up, it's from Blazing Saddles. I don't hear it.
We have some sort of ticket giveaway going
we
on
do.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. That'll be around 8:30. But it'll be your chance to win. Oh, go ahead. When you
excuse me while I whip this out.
Why did they pick that? Does Ron Owens play that in the morning? Excuse me while they whip this out on the Ron Owens show. Oh, I love Ron. I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Yes, when you hear that again, that'll be your cue to call to win 3-day passes to the Stagecoach Country Music Festival. You'll be caller 10, all right? And that's going on at the Empire Polo Club in Indio with Leanne Womack, Little Big Town, Eric Church, Sam Hunt, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and more. Sounds like a Lobertini good old time.
That's what I call a lineup.
Hello. Hola. Okay, that's on the way. And we'll get into this situation at San Francisco.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. I hope you dance.
I hope you dance. Leanne Womack, she'll be one of the featured artists at the Stagecoach Country Music Festival. April 29th through May 1st at the Empire Polo Club in Indio. This is 3 days. This is like you sleep out in a stagecoach. What do you do? I don't know what this is. I don't know what you do. What do you do? This isn't like Burning Man.
No, you bring a tent.
You bring a tent.
Enjoy yourself, yeah.
Does Molly come along?
It can.
Okay.
She can. She's allowed.
She's probably easier there.
She's not legal, but she's allowed.
Oh, God.
Mary Jane can come, too?
Really? Is she allowed there? It's interesting. A friend of mine did House Bounce 4 in San Jose over the weekend. And so I was getting the stories back. All these kids are dancing around in bikinis, and it's like a love fest. I said, well, hello, that's what it is. You're just jealous because you can't. Because we're old. Okay. Well, that sucks. And I hate this. So basically everything is politically incorrect these days. So when we get something that we're allowed to judge, well, we're going to jump on it. I will. And men's terrible fashion choices definitely qualify. New study found that the average man loses his fashion sense at 53.
Uh-oh.
Oh, 2 years and counting. I don't know. I'm in trouble. The survey also found 10 things over 40, men over 40 should not wear. Oh, let's see if we agree on this.
Okay.
Since we have a room full of people tonight.
All right.
Okay. Right. Men over 40 should not wear hoodies.
True.
I don't know.
Really?
I disagree.
Why?
Look at Bill Belichick.
He's the epitome of fashion.
That's the...
Yes, but this is the bay. I couldn't wait to get here to get away with the hoodie.
Yeah,
but that's indoors. That's not outdoor wear that you're doing.
What are you talking about, Sabrina?
Okay,
yes,
sorry.
It is outdoor wear. You don't want to see my indoor wear. It's like my moo. Oh, I just got my Bernie Sanders moo today from Amazon. Speaking of Amazon, my 2XL extra long Bernie Sanders just with his hairline and his two glasses. That logo.
So oh, my goodness.
That's my house moo moo. Yeah, so I feel the moo-moo burn. Yes, I do. Just saying. I don't know if that's allowed over 50 or not, but we're having it.
Did somebody sign off on that fashion choice?
No, she hasn't seen it yet.
Oh. Yeah,
that's a surprise.
Yes, I will surprise
You might be
her.
Losing yours early.
Yeah. track pants for guys over 40. Track pants? I don't think guys wear track pants, but go ahead.
If you do, yeah, it's fine.
Look, I do want to
name
tell
brand
you one thing.
Track
I do
pants.
Want to tell
name
you.
Brand track yeah,
name. Name
brand.
Okay, so I know that I've been called out on this, but I don't really give a damn. So, like, the skinny jeans thing I like.
Yeah.
But you know, the skinny workout track pants, the fabric ones. What am I trying to say?
Oh, the joggers?
Yeah, those.
The joggers?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably inappropriate age.
Leggings
but I
for men?
Well,
yeah. not that tight. Not that tight.
No. There's sweatpants, skinny sweatpants. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have a rear end pocket in, so I appreciate that. So I can put my wallet back there.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
No fanny pack?
I don't know if I would know
that. No fanny pack. I'm not down with the fanny pack. Okay.
They're making a comeback.
Okay, men over 40 shouldn't wear sports jerseys. Oh, we should walk down the KNBR hall.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I think so, too. Okay.
I gave up my sports jerseys after I turned 30.
This is ridiculous. White socks. Now, come on.
Wait, what does that mean? What is because it's white? Does it symbolize something? If you're...
Yes, you can identify with my black socks that I have on tonight, Dwayne, if you like. I'm identifying with them. No. So white tube socks, if you're wearing tennis shoes or running shoes, why not? Of course. What else would you wear? So when I'm wearing my Isics or my Nikes, mm-hmm. why would I wear any other color sock than a white one?
Yeah. That's kind of strange. I rock ankle socks, though. Maybe they're talking about the big ones that you can pull up to your knee.
Okay, things men over 40 shouldn't wear. Baseball caps?
No. Yeah, you can.
Got to keep the
fine.
Sun off your face.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all right. Leather jackets?
Maybe not.
I don't know. The fuzz look pretty cool.
Leather jackets, maybe not. Well, you mean like the tight leather jackets?
Like, yeah, like the fitted leather jackets.
Controversy's always been in. Right, yeah. Well, you know, I was called out by Heather for wearing, I wanted to wear my Rockin' Republic skinny studded jeans. And she said, oh, my God, that would be a disaster in here. And she scared the hell out of me so much that I never did wear them.
Oh, man.
But one of these days I'm going to.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You're free now.
I know, since you moved.
Yes. Yeah, you don't need to deal with her ridicule.
that's all on Chip Franklin. All right, so be warned, Chip. Don't wear your Rockin' Republic jeans or you're going to get an earful. Band T-shirts.
Oh, well, you know.
I don't know. It's kind of cool to see band T-shirts from people who actually went to the tour back in 1996.
Right,
or
if you have a Nirvana or something like that.
I can dig that, yeah.
I just think of that movie quote.
Aerosmith or
something. Don't be that guy.
Is this like wearing band T-shirts when you go to sleep?
The what?
Is this like band T-shirts when you're going to sleep or like
No, this is outside in public. Oh. Yeah. Flip-flops, guys over 40. I would agree.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. What else are you going to wear at the beach?
At the
wear
beach.
Shoes.
At the beach. Yes. Add the words at the beach. That's it. And track jackets. And a few things that just missed the top 10 are leather pants. That are always a bad idea. Funny ties, bomber jackets, fanny packs. You said it. And Speedos. And unless you're at the House Bounce, then, you know, the EDM concert. Yeah.
Oh, Speedos.
Speedos
are never a good idea.
No, they never were they?
No.
I mean, at least I'm skinny enough now. But
I don't know anybody who's not a professional swimmer where they'll walk somewhere wearing a Speedo or be somewhere and they'll be in a Speedo and people are like...
Oh, come to a hot yoga studio. Yeah. You will see many men in Speedos.
But do you think they look great? Would you walk up to them and be like, you look great?
No. I try to avert my eyes.
Yes, so men in your yoga class...
I've seen
wear
it. Basically, essentially
isn't there
a
some kind of dress code? Oh, well, you have to twist and bend every way.
That's true, and it's hot yoga, so you're super sweaty. So try to wear as little as possible.
That's torturous to me. All
I
of
do
that
yoga and
stuff.
I never wear Speedos.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
You're a very nice lady, but I can't stand yoga. I can't make those moves.
That's all right. Some people just go for the meditation. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Or the on-hands massages at the end. That's what I do when I teach yoga.
Oh,
I give massages.
That I might.
I like the part at the end where you get to fall asleep.
Shavasana?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best part, 10-minute shavasana at the end of class.
It's like a nap.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never knew that was included.
Go to yoga for an hour, you get a 10-minute nap at the end. It's
great.
Beautiful.
Stand up like a pretzel in the heat. It's just, okay. All right, we got to take a break. We still didn't get to the San Francisco State stuff and the dreadlocks and the controversy. And the MLS consumer.
3 months ago, my friend got a drone. Then he knocked back a 12-pack of beer.
Hey, what happened to my Sky Viper?
I tried to take the drone away. It didn't work.
I wonder what the old coot next door is up to.
I told him he was spying.
Spying, schmying.
Next thing I know, he's watching an 80-year-old man sunbathe nude.
He looks like a raisin.
Then he tormented the elephants at the zoo, punctured a hot air balloon, flew over Area 51, freed two felons. And made the 6 o'clock news.
An unidentified craft is wreaking havoc in the metro area.
Look, I'm on TV. Hey, everybody.
It's just sad, because I'm not bailing his drunk butt out.
Remember, friends don't let friends drone drunk.
Oh, and I just can't wait.
Was somebody watching me naked?
Oh, maybe they were, but who cares?
I have to tell you something. So when the drone starts, I already figured this out now. So I have big plans for the drone, and I said, you know, my friends from Pennsylvania, they'll consider them clay pigeons and just blow them right out of the air. And when I go there to visit, I want to have fun too. So I'll place an order just so I can help shoot it down. But now I have to be civilized here in the Bay Area in California. So the delivery of the drones and that process is supposed to start within the next couple years. I already figured out the legal fun thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to get a rope and tie it to the drone so the drone, when it goes up, I can have a drone on a rope and I can walk the drone around. I'm going to walk the drone around my block.
Like a pet?
Yes! It's going to be my Jeff Bezos. You were warned. I'm going to walk your drone around the block with my basset hound.
Well, and you won't have to pick up the drone's poop.
Abolicious, so delicious. Yes, I don't have to do that. Oh my God.
You could probably get the drone to pick up your dog's poop.
Did you ever do this when you were a kid? Because bumblebees, the big bumblebees.
Yeah, not the tuna fish.
Yeah. Jessica Simpson. Is that chicken to the sea really chicken? Do you have big bumblebees? You know what I'm talking about? The big bumblebees.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so as kids, it was always the whiteheads, not the blackheads. The blackheads would bite. Don't take offense, Dwayne, but just because you're black. The whiteheads don't bite. Okay, so now we would tie a thread around them, and then I'd have a collection of them, and then I'd take the thread and I would walk the bumblebees around and take them in the house to horrify my sister and my mother, and I would chase my sister with them. So I was thinking this is the same thing with the drones. Let's walk the drone around.
I would do that too with dragonflies.
Oh, you did that with dragonflies.
Yeah, I did that with dragonflies.
And by the way, I would always let them go, so I don't be, you know, come on, stuff that was 50 years ago, give me a break. All right, 45. But, you know, these are the things I did. I'm just saying, the drone thing's coming. I'm going to have
You're
fun
like,
with
okay,
that.
You're like, okay, yesterday.
Okay. All right, let's have some fun with San Francisco State. So why on God's green earth are the police involved? This is San Francisco State Police investigating confrontation over man's dreadlocks. Campus police at San Francisco State University, we broke this story last night, said Tuesday they were investigating an incident captured on video in which a black woman confronted a white man on campus for wearing dreadlocks. And this is it. It's hard to hear, but take a listen.
You're saying that I can't have a hairstyle because of your culture?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's my culture. You know what box means?
Do you know why it was in Egyptian culture? Are you Egyptian? Nah, bro, I'm not.
Are you Egyptian? No, are you Egyptian?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, where's Egypt? Tell me.
You know what, girl?
Where's Egypt?
Dude, go. You have no right to tell me what I can wear. Huh?
Where's Egypt?
Okay. So it got really ridiculous. It reminds me of,
Okay, we're gonna do one more.
One more?
Yeah!
Where is it? So, did the white guy walk like an Egyptian?
I wasn't impressed by his hair. It probably should be illegal, to be honest.
Okay, even nice so dreads. This got really ugly. So she, Dwayne, tell us the story.
She approached him because she felt like he was appropriating black culture with his bad-looking dreads. So it turned into something. I feel like it turned into something bigger because they started recording the situation at a time where it already escalated. Before then, it was just her allegedly like approaching him with a flyer, trying to invite him to one of her clubs, and he refused to take the flyer and called her
allegedly
called her
a bitch. Okay, allegedly.
And that's when it escalated to something more. But his friend started recording once it started escalating, so people only saw angry black women. And that's probably why campus police are like,
well, and so the whole thing is blown up. And I said last night when we first heard this, I said, oh, this will be national tomorrow. So then the guy did have something to say about it today.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a listen to what he said.
It's not okay. It's not even part of the, like, colored community's culture. Like, it may be with ingrained in it, but it's ingrained in so many cultures other than that. It's an Egyptian culture. It's in Viking culture. You'll see in, Victorian culture that there is information about them having dreadlocks, too. Like, it's everywhere. It's not something that is just part of the colored community. When people wear Native American headdresses, I feel like that is cultural appropriation because that is something that solely is within their culture that they use for power. And only people of high standing within that community can have headdresses. And that would be cultural appropriation. But someone having locks, which is found universally across the world, not just within African culture, but everywhere, actually, that is not cultural appropriation in my view.
All right,
the fact that I have locks does not mean that I am trying to appropriate anyone's culture. It means that I love and respect their culture, and it's something that I hold true to myself. I feel like these differences are not something that separate us, but are something that should bring us closer together. Hair tangles naturally. It is something that naturally will happen.
Does that happen naturally to your hair?
No. I'm not saying that it did, but at the same time, it's something that I wanted it to happen. Like, it does naturally happen to other people. Their hair will naturally dread. So those people that naturally dreads, is it okay that they have it? Dreadlocks are tied to cultures, but at the same time, there's also instances of dreadlocks not being tied to cultures.
Okay, 808-0810. So can the white guy have dreadlocks or not?
I'm fine with people expressing themselves and wearing what they want. You know, you can't really tell anyone how to dress. I would feel more comfortable if this guy knew what he was talking about Like, he used the word colored, and is this 1960?
I know, like, I thought that. I kind of cringed at that, too.
Yeah, but colored was
the whole thing's cringeworthy.
Yeah, it was used to demean blacks. Yeah. And
I mean, so yeah. Do we call you black or do we call you African-American?
I mean, both.
Okay.
But, like,
all right.
Colored, real, was that the only word you could find, colored?
I,
and he says,
it's
like,
it's not 2016. Yeah. It doesn't sound like 2016.
He just goes back and forth. He's
yeah,
just like,
yeah.
It's a part of the culture, but all right. It's not.
808-0810. So, should the white guy be able to, you know, wear dreadlocks? Now, I think the did he say? He said he was not appropriating, but then he tried to explain it away, right?
Yeah.
So, what does everybody think?
It's a hairdo
to me, man. I mean, I don't think I have to explain it to anyone. It's just like wearing pink hair. If I want pink hair, it's like, oh, well, you know, you're this, that, or the other. Well, maybe, but it's none of your business. I want pink hair.
Well, not a lot of people know the history and the symbolism behind dreads, which is why they only see it as a hairstyle, which is fine, because some people aren't connected to the culture like that. But if you're going to wear dreads, at least know some of the history behind it.
What am I supposed to know?
Well, like the Rastafarians.
Right, I know about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they used their dreads to basically, like, it was a statement for solidarity with, like, less fortunate or, like, oppressed
right.
minorities. And it's also used as a form of activism. And so it's like he basically was just, like, spewing out things that didn't make sense. He didn't even know the history behind dreads. And that's why it's more of a hairstyle. It's, like, a cultural symbol. So when you see someone wearing it and they don't really know what it represents, it's kind of like, I don't know. In a way, it's kind of insulting, but if he did have some, like, prior understanding of the hairstyle, then I would be okay with it a little more. The only thing that makes me uneasy is that he doesn't even understand anything behind the hairstyle, and obviously, he's like, it's not a part of the color community, but it is, but it's not, but it is.
All right.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he said it was part of the Egyptian culture. 808-0810. I mean, he didn't know where Egypt was either. 808-0810. Yeah. Well, yeah, I want to continue the conversation because I'm not sure everybody agrees. I mean, hair is hair. I mean, do I have to know the complete history of dreadlocks if I'm wearing dreadlocks? And, you know, and know my white-ass hair does not naturally go into dreadlocks. So I do know that, you know. Okay, 808-0810. I got to take a break. We'll be back with your calls on KG. Streaming, flax and waxing. Calisil is from the play hair. All right, so we're talking about hair and appropriating the culture, 808-0810. White guy wears dreadlocks. He's appropriating the black culture because he's wearing dreadlocks and he should at least know the history. At least that's what, is that what you're saying, Dwayne?
No. What I'm saying is there's a thin line in this situation between appreciation and appropriation, and it's tricky. You don't know, you can't really say if he's actually appropriating or if he's appreciating, but I'm just trying to, like, get a point across where it's, you should at least know some of the history because it's tied to a culture.
All right. Okay, let's go to the phones. Liz in San Rafael, you're on KGO.
Hi. I think you guys have missed the entire point of why this was newsworthy or went national at all, and it's because she assaulted him. If she grabbed him and he said, "Get your hands off me," and he tried to leave, and she actually forced him to stay. And the entire motivation behind her action was his weight. If he had been black, she would not have forced him to stay there and grabbed him. And that's what makes it horrible.
Okay. Now he knows the rest of the story.
Well, before his friend started to record the video,
it actually doesn't matter at all what happened before he tried to leave and she physically forced him to stay there. It doesn't matter, actually.
Well, it kind of does because the video just shows her aggressively approaching
matter.
Him.
She was absolutely not allowed to grab him, even if he had called her a name.
But it was both parties at fault. It was both parties at fault because they were both basically grabbing
fact,
each other.
I watched the video.
Well, I'm saying before the video.
What I saw was she grabbed him.
Right.
And he tried to leave.
Okay. Like that's the point I'm trying to make. Before the video, he
it
also
doesn't matter what happened before the video.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a Trump rally, really.
Yeah.
I actually can't disagree with this woman more. I think it does. The whole picture matters. You don't. Well, otherwise, you're completely out of context.
Somebody hit record.
Okay. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's what Dwayne's saying.
Like, right. No one saw.
Okay, look. Here's the go-to thing that everybody else is screaming at the radio. Yeah. So what about blacks who flat iron their hair and dye it blonde? Are you appropriating white culture?
What connection does straight hair and blonde have to white culture, like, progressing? Dreads were helping.
Well, my sister naturally grew long blonde hair. So are you trying to appropriate my sister's looks as a white German American?
Well, no. What I'm saying is dreads actually helped black culture progress. It was a form of, like I said, activism.
I understand.
If you're saying hair. Long blonde hair, right. That's just a hairstyle. Is there some meaning behind blonde long hair that we should know about? If there is, then
it's just a natural look, I thought. I mean, I never really put too much thought into it.
If it's just a natural look,
but if I see
a
white dude with
everybody.
Dreads, I don't think too much about it either. See, this is the fine line. 808-0810. Where are we going to, Sabrina?
Oh, we've got Steve, who used to go to SF State, and he also thinks that the gentleman involved should press charges.
All right, Steve, you're on KGO. Go ahead.
Yeah, I certainly do think he should do this, and I don't believe this backstory about something happening beforehand. That's just something made up to rationalize her behavior, and there's no rationalization for her behavior. And if we're talking about misappropriation, how about Kwanzaa? That's a misappropriation of Jewish culture, of Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
So, but the real issue is not really a misappropriation at all. It's that she did. It was captured on film. She's guilty of battery. That's battery. What she did was battery. There's no two ways about it.
I don't know if it was battery. I mean, are we really going to go
mean?
There?
You don't know if it was battery.
It wasn't.
Touching
it wasn't
she,
battery.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yes, it was. She was.
How do you feel about him saying colored people?
So what? Big deal.
Big deal?
You're being ridiculous. That doesn't matter at all. He was assaulted. I'm talking about the incident.
Okay, well
just because he used that, that's ridiculous.
Okay,
are you anyway, by the way?
I mean, I watched the video, too.
He definitely
didn't look like he got a beat down.
Not you, that's for sure. When you say assault, I assume that there was pushing, shoving, and, somebody being hurt. I don't think that was going on, was that?
No one was hurt.
I mean, it's kind of like Donald Trump and the Breitbart reporter. I actually agree with the Trump campaign. I don't really feel as though that was assault.
It wasn't.
I mean, he might
have
pulled her shirt or something. I mean,
It wasn't.
Yeah, I don't buy that one either.
Like, he's not at home scared. He's not, like, affected mentally. He's fine. It was an assault.
Next week, like Hulk Hogan. Yeah, we're going to add 50 million more for emotional distress.
Yeah,
something like that. All right, 808-0810. So, I mean, what is the general buzz at San Francisco State today? Is everybody chill with it, or is, like, much ado about nothing?
There are people who are really radical, like, this was appropriation. Blah, blah. And then there are people on the other side, like our callers, who are like, no, she assaulted him. It's not appropriation.
Okay,
then there are people like me
in the
middle.
That's assault. I just think it's a conversation about hair. I don't know how we're going to get into assault.
Yeah, it is a conversation about hair.
Okay. Let me see. Michael in Pacific Grove, you're on KGO.
Hey, Drex. I used to be a broadcaster 25 years. I want to let you know I really like your style.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. My son's 29 now, but when he was in high school in Pacific Grove, he's German-Italian with the dark hair from the Italian side. But he just loves reggae, and he grew dreads. He was the only white kid in high school with dreads. He had them for a long time, and they went down his back. And he was never hassled for it or anything. But there was this one time when he was at Westminster Abbey over in England, and they kicked him out.
Really?
And he felt his hand on his shoulder. He said, son, I think it's best you come outside. And he's like, whoa. And my son calls me up, and he says, Dad, I got kicked out of Westminster Abbey for having dreadlocks. And I said, well, Sean, your relatives are in Ireland. Why don't you go over to their house, have Grandpa cut your hair, and bury your dreads in Ireland.
Isn't Henry VIII in there? I mean, you know, there were some bad dudes in there. Maybe I think Henry VIII was not allowed in the Abbey. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know.
But I was, anyway, but I was in there.
His hair was so short, I didn't even recognize him.
Wow.
But the funny thing
That's
is,
a hell of a
he has
thing.
No dreads anymore. He's since graduated from Berkeley. And he's got a reggae show on some public radio station in Berkeley now once a week.
All right, right on. Thank you very much for the call. So, yeah, and, you know, the Abbey is so many international visitors. I'm surprised that they would do that. It just seems strange to me. But, I mean, so he was into the reggae culture.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine. He likes the culture. I have a feeling that he had an understanding for it, and he actually tried to understand the culture. I don't have an issue with anyone wearing dreads. It's just this specific situation that was a little bit, you know, touchy.
Out of hand.
Really out of hand.
We're all very sensitive about things nowadays. Oh, people. Okay. Let's crack the whip and do some Blazing Saddles.